The rules are an outgrowth of agreements reached between tribal and circuit courts in two of Wisconsin's northern judicial districts. They provide a set of criteria for all state judges to use in deciding whether or not to send a case from circuit court to be decided by a tribal judge. Justice Patience Rogensack voted against the rules and plans to write a dissent. She called the vote to approve them a precipitous decision that may violate the constitutional rights of both tribal and non-tribal litigants.
If they both consent to go, I have absolutely no problem with that. But I have a huge problem with taking away someone's right to constitutional due process. And for us to just pass this because it's something that may work in a number of cases, to me, is just kind of like shooting in the dark.
Rogensack says she doesn't know how tribal court procedures differ from circuit court, and she fears people will be denied a jury trial or the right to confront their accusers. But Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson says she's spoken with many circuit court judges who do understand tribal courts and are ready to cooperate in transferring cases.
This is a discretion to the judge to work with the tribes. And there's discretion in the tribes because they don't have to accept this. So this is a matter of working together.
2 years from now, the court will review how the rules are working and possibly amend them if they appear to be creating confusion rather than cooperation between the two judicial systems. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.